The solar house was created by students at Vermont's Norwich University for 2013 International Solar Competition in California. Marta Wojcik is the executive director and curator of the Westcott House.
This space allows us to offer classes and different workshops to teach people about sustainable architecture.
Wittenberg University physics professor Dan Fleisch says the Delta T90 will be an excellent tool to teach the community about solar energy.
The sun puts out 400 million billion billion watts. Even a very, very tiny fraction of that is still a tremendous amount of energy, and that's one of the energy sources for this house. That's why it's called the solar house.
Kara Armstrong is the director of architecture and art at Norwich. She says students had the goal of designing a solar home to make heating bills affordable for low-income families and Vermont residents who have to endure long winters.
It's called the Delta T90, and Delta means change. T stands for temperature, and 90 is the 90-degree temperature differential. So when it's 20 below zero Fahrenheit outside, the inside of the house will still be a warm and comfortable 70 degrees, powered just by solar energy.
Armstrong will serve as an artist in residence this month at the Solar House. The Solar House grand opening is Saturday behind the Frank Lloyd Wright-designed Westcott House. Wayne Baker, WYSO.